This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The End.
The Wake Up Call!
There is something very simple that you can do to living a better, healthier, longer life. Doctors say you only need to do it for 5 hours a day, and it's super, super easy. And if you know the title of the song, you know what the answer is. It's simply to stand up. That's it.
Just, okay.
Just stand up.
I feel like I'm already doing that.
New research shows that if you are standing for at least 5 hours every day, the odds of you having better cardiovascular, your metabolism's better. Everything is increased if you simply stand for 5 hours a day.
Stand
mm-hmm.
for 5 hours.
Cumulatively.
Okay. And that makes it a little bit better.
And you said you think you're doing this. I'm going to say there's no way you're doing
this. Well, I didn't understand what you were saying.
What did you think I was saying?
I thought you were saying, like, make sure you stand within 5 hours.
Oh, my God.
Within 5 hours? What a low bar. No, I am saying stand for 5 hours. Not all at once, but in the course of a day, you have to stand for 5 hours. And it doesn't sound like much, but how sad that
saying it doesn't sound like much? That sounds like a lot.
No, I don't think it sounds like much.
If you have a desk job, try to find 5 hours in the day to stand.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what's so sad. A day is 24 hours for everyone. And we can't even fit 5 hours of standing time in. We sit at this job. Then we go sit in our car. Then we go home and we sit more. Except for weekends, I don't think I stand for 5 hours a day.
Because standing for 5 hours a day is unreasonable.
I don't think that it is. I want to do this. I want to implement.
I don't think you actually do.
I do. You know what? I'm going to start right now. I'm going to stand up.
Okay. I want to see how long this lasts.
Okay.
Because you love it. So how long are you going to stand right now?
I don't know. I am thriving. I have much room to walk around.
Right.
Now
you do. You're not just standing. You're actually pacing.
Maybe I'll pace.
Okay.
Maybe I'll march in place.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Why? Do you feel intimidated?
Okay. So it's been like 45 seconds.
I'm so healthy right
now. So we can tack almost a minute off of those 5 hours.
Great. Good.
Okay. So you're going to stand the rest of the show?
Well, why can't I do this? Why couldn't you?
Nobody's saying that you can't.
Why can't you do this?
I don't think it's good for me.
You don't think standing is good
for
you?
No, not for that long.
Why?
I'll tip over.
Why would you tip over?
sheer exhaustion, number one. Number two, okay, I'm going to be very honest. Boredom? Let's say while you're in a work day, you bang out an hour's worth of standing.
That's right.
So what kind of standing are you going to do for the other 4 hours? Let's say you cook dinner.
Mm-hmm. I do that.
And you stand.
I'm standing while cooking.
Okay, so let's say that's 2 hours, probably isn't.
Not
but,
really.
Okay,
no.
We're going to round up.
All right, thanks a lot, Instapot.
Okay, right. Okay, so we only got 3 hours to go.
And again, we're already rounding.
Right.
See, that's the thing. If I don't go to the gym, okay, then I got a problem. Okay,
right.
Because you can't. Okay. We've got a big problem in society, okay? And our homes were designed not for standing.
Yeah.
Because if you're in your home and you're standing, you either look like you're about to fight with somebody or you're crazy.
That's true.
If imagine you come home today,
uh-huh,
and your husband's watching TV.
Okay.
Standing in the living room.
I will say he stands and plays video games standing in front of the TV.
Well, sometimes video games get you hyphy and you got
to
stand up.
I hate to say this, but you know who's somebody this is a lifestyle you don't agree with.
What's up?
You know who's getting their 5 hours of standing in?
Who?
Farmers.
Oh, I like farmers. They're fine. Of course they're standing. They're.
I think that I feel like you have turned your nose up. Well, you had to turn it way up because you were sitting on the couch at the time. Mm-hmm. But you've been turning your nose up to farmers.
Well, I just don't think that farmers deserve to be treated like they're service members. You know, like people are like, thank a farmer. Why?
I don't think anybody's ever told me.
There's literally bumper stickers that say, thank a farmer. And I drive behind those people and I go,
have you ever seen
that? No.
It is definitely a thing. But you know what? People who stand, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be a stander.
Thank a farmer has an entire day.
Look at me. Look. Yeah, thank you. Thank a farmer has an entire day.
Yep.
You're so intimidated because I'm pacing. Oh, maybe now I'll hop and play.
You sound so tired.
You honestly sound psychotic.
I do feel like I'm burning myself out
pretty
fast.
And you got to leave the hay. That's 10 minutes. Again, we are rounding up.
Oh, my God. It's going to be a long day, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.